This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some of the guessing about America's labor market will be over in just over half an hour when the government releases the June tally of payrolls and the unemployment rate, which was at 7.6% last time round. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer now on why the hiring has been so meh, as they say.
Close your eyes and pretend you're barreling down a mountain on a snowboard or skis. During the housing bubble, job growth was racing along at breakneck speed. Then we took a huge tumble, which caused a lot of fear and uncertainty, and is now hampering job creation. Alan Levinson is chief economist at T. Rowe Price.
We have sectors that were out over their skis due to the debt bubble that are going to take a very long time to get back to the levels where they were during the bubble.
The housing sector was farthest out over its skis. It's back out on the slopes, slowly gaining momentum. But there are bumps on the trail. Consumer spending went down after taxes went up at the beginning of this year. And the government is cutting back with the usual squabbling over the deficit. Lewis Alexander is chief U.S. economist at Nomura Securities.
It will be a noisy process of reaching an agreement on a budget deal for next year. But I think we're not likely to have a government shutdown.
Which makes Alexander fairly optimistic. He expects job growth to continue improving slowly, with the pace of recovery picking up later this year. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.